It's nice when I'm not the only one giving a sermon up here. Has anybody ever had one of those weeks where nothing goes the way you meant for it to go? You know, it's not like it was a bad week. We're not talking about like terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week. It was a more of a like complicated, frustrating, not great, could be worse week. And there's something going on Tuesday. I can't quite remember what it is, but it seems important. Something going on in the news. There's a lot on my mind. Maybe on yours too. I will say that the youth lock-in redeemed it. I'm really excited to see what they will be doing in a couple weeks for their worship service. But it didn't do my sleep patterns any favors. So if it's okay with you guys, I wrote a sermon, finished it up last night, but this has not been the kind of week where things work out the way I planned. This was a week for big ideas, and man, I had a lot of them. Last night, it kind of resembled that scene in A Beautiful Mind when Russell Crowe was trying to figure out an equation only in my head. So I'm going to ad-lib it a little bit today. We're going to be a little bit improvisational, see what happens. But the first thing I wanted to do was to ask you to remember the first time you visited a Unitarian Universalist church. Now, for some of you, this will have been, you know, an hour ago. And for some of you, you'll have to clear off the cobwebs of a time when your kids are around the age your grandkids are now. My first time going to UU Church was about 15 years ago in Little Rock. And I had got an apartment next door. Some of you may have heard this story. I got an apartment next door to the UU Church, just kind of pretty randomly, actually. I hadn't meant to. But when my mom asked me if I wanted to go to the Catholic Church with my family, which I hadn't done in a few years at that point, I said, no, I think I'm going to try that Unitarian Church next door. I think they're pretty cool. So about 4 or 5 months later, I finally made it over there on a Sunday. I walk in the doors and somebody shakes my hand and says, welcome, I'm so glad you're here. What did you bring for the service? And I said, what? I was supposed to bring something? That was not on the website. And it turned out that it was a service being led by their young adult group, and being a young adult myself, they assumed that I had come to provide some piece of the service as a friend of someone who was in the congregation. What did you bring to the service? Not the best line for greeting a first-time visitor. Public service announcement. But as it turns out, she wasn't exactly wrong. Each of us comes here today toting a life that is full to the brim. Bodies, hearts, and minds that are, in any given moment, hopeful, grieving, troubled, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. What did you bring to service today? Whether it was 2 decades or 2 hours ago, finding Unitarian Universalism can feel a lot like coming home. And sometimes it feels like stepping out a door on a grand adventure. Sometimes both, for those of us who were not raised as Unitarian Universalists. But joining Northwoods is not so much the end of a journey as the beginning of the next one. Once you have signed the membership book, this becomes your church. Now, Northwoods existed long before this moment, and it will continue with our collective effort long after we are all gone. But in this moment, you are Northwoods. What did you bring? Whatever brought you here today, whatever loves and losses have shaped you, I hope you find a place to rest your burdens and share yourself. There's room here for many truths, many expressions of spirituality, many ways of seeing the world, and many answers to the great questions of life, the universe, and everything. This is not a Douglas Adams novel. There are more answers than just 42. Many journeys are woven. Many journeys are woven here together. But just because there are many truths present in any given moment does not mean that there are not also truths that we share in common. In particular, a shared faith in human capacity and potential. Faith can be shaken, remember. A shared faith in human capacity and potential. And more importantly, in the power of human community to become greater than the sum of its parts. And we don't just believe in this. This is not simply something that we think is true. It is something that we live into here together. You know that little thing that the kids do, right? Here is the church. And here is the steeple, and open the doors, and you see all the people. The truth is that this is the church, right? This is the church. James Luther Adams, who's one of my favorite theologians, you too might one day have a favorite theologian if you stick around here long enough. He says, church is where we practice being human. And that is one of my very favorite ideas. Church is where we practice being human. What did you bring? I'll tell you. You bring wisdom. You bring laughter, questions and curiosity, and your children and your friends. You bring your discernment and your values and your ideas and your hands and your hearts. And you do the most risky and rewarding thing you can do. You share them with each other, and you flourish. Just as I flourished in that first UU congregation and flourish still today. This faith connects us to the beauty of life. We find solace in our grief, companionship in our isolation, and inspiration for our wanderings. We bring ourselves and find each other. Now, those of you who might have a more of a literary persuasion might have recognized the first part of this sermon is what we call an object lesson. I decided I was just going to ad-lib it rather than go exactly by the script that I had prepared because it didn't quite feel right. I risked a little bit of vulnerability, a little bit of messiness. I want a church that looks like life. And that is vulnerable, and that is messy. And it is beautiful. And we hold that vision together. You are Northwoods, which means for this moment, Northwoods is yours as well. This church embraces change as part of its natural life, but it also endures. What endures are the values that shape us and the vision of who we want to be in the world. We are stewards of that vision. We are caretakers of this institution and for a future that we will never see. Just as our founders had the vision to build and strengthen a congregation that we now benefit from. And we are a young enough congregation that you might even meet a few of those founders from time to time. And I said stewards. To be a steward is to act with fidelity to the past, as well as to the present and the future. How we care for the congregation that cares for us. It is an act of claiming. It is an act of reciprocity, and it is an act of love. Joining Northwoods will change your life if you let it. But investing in Northwoods and fully claiming your part as a piece of Northwoods will transform us all. We are here to change each other's lives and provide a template for a different way of being together. To be a faithful steward begins with the commitment of your presence. Stewardship is about more than meeting the church's needs. It is about meeting yours as well. To participate in guiding and shaping our future together, to help others when needed, to engage in deep relationships with each other, to unleash your creativity in the service of building compassionate community, engaging in spirited searching, to discern together what courageous actions we will take together in the world. That is stewardship that gives life to the individual and the community. Stewardship is not obligation, because obligation implies sort of a quid pro quo, right? This is not a you do this, I do that. Obligation without love is coercive. Without generosity, it breeds resentment. But commitment born out of love, commitment to support and sustain a community that supports and sustains you in return, that is not just stewardship. That is ministry. Ministry is all that we do together. Please join me in our closing hymn, Everyday People, the lyrics.